All right, good morning again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, December 13th, 2022. It is 10:41 a.m. We're a little bit late getting started, but we will begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Pierce, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Bush, if you feel led to rise.
Dear God, we pause down to give you all the thanks and appreciate what you have given us, what you've done to this and done for us. We ask that everybody bless you in this time of season. We ask that you be with us in this meeting and conduct it in your will. Be with our employees, keep them safe. In God's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we're going to go a little bit out of order, and we'll do item D under County Commissioners, consider possibly approve a resolution for our retiring Emergency Management Coordinator, Mike White. Do we have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. White, would you like to come up to the podium and...
Why'd you do it?
All right. Resolution, whereas Mike White has devoted 15 years of his life to serving Jefferson County, beginning his career as Deputy Emergency Management Coordinator with Jefferson County's Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security. And whereas due to his knowledge in disasters and his abilities, Mike R. White was then promoted to Emergency Management Coordinator by me to take over and manage disasters for Jefferson County. And due to his ability to lead and supervise, Mr. White has gained the recognition and respect of first responders throughout the region and has been recognized as Responder of the Year by two different organizations. Whereas Mr. White is known for his service to Jefferson County, his leadership and dedication has helped to successfully bring the county and region through many emergencies and disaster-related events here, including 12 hurricanes and tropical storms, two major floods, one plant explosion, numerous hazmat incidents, and winter storms, and the regional COVID-19 response. Whereas Mr. White has sought after and acquired both state and national certifications in emergency management, and after his distinguished career has chosen to embark upon a much-deserved retirement and will be truly missed, now therefore be it resolved, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commend Mike White for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement. Signed by all the members of the Commissioners Court with the exception of Commissioner Pierce, who's a little bit indisposed today.
20 years of knowing you.
I will scratch something out.
So we're going to have to...
put an X.
We'll have him make his mark. And we have a flag that was flown over the Jefferson County Courthouse, which you're also going to have to wait for a signature on that.
He made it work.
The document.
Commission.
Have this. Commission. We want you to have an opportunity to be. Go ahead. Would you like to introduce your German wife?
So, judge, commissioners, elected official, representatives. This is my wife, Corinna. she's been through a lot with me through the military and with this job. I wasn't going to get tearful, but I guess I am. Judge, I appreciate the confidence you had in me. Commissioners, I appreciate the support throughout the years. Department heads, man, you guys have always been there for me, and I really appreciate it. And I just want to say thank you. And I know Robert's going to come in and do a good job. I saw him on the agenda, so I have full confidence that I'm leaving and everything's going to be in good hands. So thank you.
Well, I want to add, I'm going to speak some more tonight at your small little party, but I'll just say that, I can't say it's been a pleasure working with you, because nothing that we've done the last several years has been pleasurable, but it's been necessary, and I was proud to work side by side with the two of you. Happy that you're going to, after more than 20 years in the military and your service at both the Regional Planning Commission and here with Jefferson County, I'm proud for you and Corinna that you're going to have the opportunity to enjoy more time fishing. And, I pray the very best for both of you and for many long years of enjoyable retirement. And I'll save the rest of my comments for tonight.
Thank you. I will say the last 5 years, we've been put through the ringer. There's no question about it, from day one. So thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Oh, it's okay. After court, we do have sandwiches and drinks downstairs in my office.
Very good. Thank you. All right. Moving to items under purchasing, item A is consider and approve specifications for invitation for bid for a term contract for generator inspections, routine maintenance, and services for Jefferson County. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326, item B is consider and approve specifications for request for proposals for the development of proposal for a multi-sports training facility located at Ford Park. Item C is to consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a contract for elevation certificates for flood pre-mitigation pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and the Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326, with Fitz and Shipman Access Surveyors, LLC, and LJA at Surveying, Inc. Item D is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a contract for contract qualifications for residential home elevations for HMA, Texas Water Development Board, and Building Resilient Infrastructure and Community Disaster Funding recipients pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and the Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326, with Brizzo Construction, Excello Homes, and Architectura Development. Item E is to consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a contract for structural integrity independent inspection services for flood mitigation home elevation pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326, with Fitz and Shipman, Sigma Engineers, Inc., and Comal Engineering. Item F is to consider and approve a renewal for a term contract for inmate shoes for Jefferson County for a second one-year renewal with Bob Barker, Inc., from January 4, 2023 to January 3, 2024. Item G is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for requests for proposals for third-party administration, cost containment, and or network program for Jefferson County. And item H is to consider and approve a contract amendment for term contract for road building materials for Jefferson County. This amendment will assign the continuation of services by LD Construction under the term contract to Texas Material Group, Inc., D. DBA Gulf Coast, a CRH company, as this business has entered into an asset purchase agreement with LD Construction. I guess before we get a motion and a second, let's discuss item G, Ms. Clark.
This is the RFP for the county's workman's comp. We did an RFP, we narrowed it down, and we should go into negotiations with the highest ranked bidder.
Okay. Are you at liberty to discuss who that? Okay. Very good. All right. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Been moved by Commissioner Sinegal, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion?
Discussion question on H. On that particular item, Deb, we have had problems getting materials we need. Are they assuring that they're going to pick that up and make sure that it's
in? We have their assurance. You know, sometimes we're at their mercy if plants go down.
Hey, I know. I understand. We need to have some backups because it's getting to be a headache. Thank you.
Also, on item A, Deb, would that be all the generators
yes,
in the county?
We have everything, and it would be if you would elect to have this company maintain them, come out on a regular basis. That's your option. And then the repair services would be covered. Also, we put in the two CFR regulations to make sure we could call upon this company in time of the
disaster,
hurricanes, or storms that would, you know, maybe hamper your generators.
And what about the sheriff tower? What those that one also?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve expenditure by Road and Bridge Precinct 2 in accordance with order pursuant to Section 130.908 of Texas Local Government Code for the purchase of about 6.3 miles of road striping in the amount of $20,982. Item B is consider and approve an expenditure by the County Clerk in accordance with order pursuant to Section 130.908 of the Texas Local Government Code for the purchase of replacement stamps for incoming official in the amount of $1,621. Item C is consider and approve a fiscal year 2023 budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for additional costs for striping in the amount of $3,500 coming from asphalt oil. And item D is regular county bills check numbers 501468 through 501729. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county commissioners, item A is to consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 3, Commissioners Mike Dugay, Place 1, and Brian Phelps, Place 3, with current terms set to expire December 31st, 2022, which are the appointments of Commissioner Pierce. Item B is consider and approve the reappointment of Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 4, Commissioners Charlie Reno, Place 2, and Sandra Melton, Place 4. Current term set to expire December 31st, 2022. Mr. Reno is my appointment, and Ms. Melton is Commissioner Bush's appointment. Item C is to receive and file a certificate of completion for Commissioner Everett Alfred. Commissioner Alfred has successfully completed the continuing education provisions of Article 81.0025 of the Texas Local Government Code for 2022. And probably be parts of 2023. Item D is to consider and possibly approve a resolution for Mike. Oh, we've done that one. Item E is to consider and possibly approve the appointment of Robert Grimm as the Jefferson County Emergency Management Coordinator, retiring Mike White, to be effective at 12:01 a.m. on January 1st, 2023, pursuant to Government Code Section 418.1015C. Item F is to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file a special warranty deed from Jefferson County to Lamar State College Port Arthur for 0.3789 acres of land pursuant to Section 272 .001J of the Texas Local Government Code. And by addendum, item G is to consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute, receive, and file a letter of amendment for the interlocal cooperation agreement between Jefferson County and Liberty County and Southwestern Correctional LLC, DBA LaSalle, for housing of inmates in the Jefferson County Downtown Jail pursuant to the Texas Local Government Code, Chapter 791. That should be the Texas Government Code, not the Local Government Code. Do I have a motion on those items under commissioners?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Okay, under human resources, we have two items. Item A is to consider and approve the downgrade of the associate judge position in the court master department to a magistrate position with an annual salary of $90,000, core allowance of $600 per month, and cell phone allowance of $75 per month to be effective January 1st, 2023. The new position will continue to be unclassified and exempt from overtime. It will result in annual savings of approximately $40,000, including benefits. Item B is to consider and approve the hiring of Marcus DeRuin for the magistrate position in the court master department effective January 1st, 2023. Do I have a motion or any amendments?
So moved.
Second.
Yes, Judge.
Discussion?
Yes, I'd like to amend that salary to $95,000. And item A, agenda item A.
Do I have a second for that move?
I'll second.
All right. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under historical commission, item A is considering publicly approve the appointment of Matt Reeves, a resident of Precinct 2, as an appointment of Commissioner Bush to the Jefferson County Historical Commission. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under tax office, we have one item. To consider and approve a property tax refund to Creative Learning Center in the amount of $7,369.64 in accordance with Property Tax Code Section 331.11. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved.
Second.
Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Yeah.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Juvenile Probation Department, we have one item slightly amended to consider and possibly approve a resolution commending Lynn Beerhartler for 21 years and 11 months of devoted service to Jefferson County Juvenile Probation Department and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Bush and offered. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under risk management, we have one item to consider and possibly approve self-insuring for any loss that would be covered under the public official's bond for Justin R. Shoshan, Justice of the Peace, Precinct 4. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion?
This is normal right now.
Yeah, this is housekeeping. We'll have a bunch of them coming up in the new year.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under public health, we have one item to consider possibly approve. Excuse me. And authorize the county judge to execute the standard affiliation agreement between Jefferson County and Lamar Institute of Technology for training of clinical affiliate students. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
None, Judge. I'd just like to make let it be known that this is working with Lamar University as a plus for our public health and the citizens of Jefferson County.
Thank you, sir. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under the engineering department, we have three items. Item A is consider and possibly approve a replat of lots 6, 7, 22, and 23 in the Theo F. Cox subdivision, volume 2, page 113, JCMR, into lots 1A through 4A. The TNOR Railway Survey, section number 138, Jefferson County, Texas, located off of Wise Road and McCall Road in Precinct 3. It's not within any ETJ and has met all of Jefferson County's planning requirements. Item B is consider and possibly approve a plat of Triplex Lakes, 55.53 acres, out of and part of the TNNO Railway Road Survey, section number 3A-258, Jefferson County, Texas, lies between South Garden Drive and Viterbo Road in precinct number 2. It's not located in any ETJ and has met all the Jefferson County platting requirements. And item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file Corps of Engineers right of entry for survey and exploration documents for various county properties related to the Corps of Engineers Sabine Pass to Galveston Bay Flood Mitigation Study, Jefferson County properties identified in the right-of-way entry documents include the Veterans Memorial Park on Highway 87, the DPS office in Port Arthur, the Adult Probation Health Department office in Port Arthur, and various parcels on the Jefferson County Airport property. All documents have been reviewed by the precinct's airport management and legal counsel. Do I have a motion on those items under the engineering department?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? And we're sure that that property off South Garden Drive and Viterbo Road is not in the ETJ of Beaumont?
No, it wouldn't be in Beaumont.
I know Beaumont comes down to just north of the airport. Is that okay, Pepe? Okay. Any other discussion?
On number three, did you have your department review that? C?
Who?
Talking about our legal.
Oh, yeah.
They did?
Okay.
Gotcha. All right.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that concludes our regular agenda. The court will meet again next week on the 20th, but we're not meeting the 27th of December. I hope that everybody has wonderful holidays. We're anticipated that there's going to be some weather tonight, but we anticipate that the worst part of it's going to stay up, not come any further south than the southern end of Toledo Bend Reservoir, so we should be okay, although we'll expect milder temperatures for the rest of the week. Anything else commissioners want to bring to the attention of the public?
Now, Patrick, I was just saying, I read the sales tax thing, and I want to applaud the businesses and everyone that has basically been spending money in our county, because at the first beginning, we were second wind, and at the end, it did us pretty good.
Yeah, we did. We continue to, you know, a little bit of inflation in there.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right.
H-E-B cake.
Yeah, there are some. H-E-B has provided us with a cake outside, and so I hope that everybody will stop and make sure that cake is gone, so it's not left sitting around here in our offices. And I pray that everyone has a very blessed Christmas season. And if there's nothing further, I think there's also Tyler.
A lot of time, but just a friendly reminder, we are having our lunch with the agents banquet across the street at the agriculture department here about 11:30. I don't want to take away from Mike's sandwiches downstairs, but we do have some really good fried fish and fried shrimp, maybe a little extra, so if you didn't RSVP, don't worry about that. So we'd love to have y'all over there after cake.
So thank you so much.
Thank y'all very much.
All right, if there's nothing further, then we are adjourned.